Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Jason Kurtz is in the studio to talk writing in South Dakota. But first, 128 teams of computer programmers flooded into the Rapid City Civic Center Wednesday morning. Students from all over the world competed in the 41st Annual International Collegiate Programming Contest World Finals. They buckled down at the computer for 5 hours, translating word problems into computer code. SDPB's China Lockett has more.
Over 100 cubicles are lined up alphabetically by university in the Civic Center Ice Arena. Each seats 3 programmers. The languages differ from table to table.
So there's 2 variables and this linear equation.
But contestants are also fluent in 2 other languages, math and coding. Teams quietly discuss word problems and type out answers in code. There are 12 questions. Most are 2 or 3 paragraphs long and sound complicated. One reads, "You are a middleman in the widget market. Your job is to buy widgets from widget producer companies and sell them to widget consumer companies. Each widget consumer company has an open request for 1 widget per day, and it goes on to tell the competitors to maximize the widget profit." Cubicles are equipped with a camera that points at the teams so coaches can see a live stream of their work. But a small crowd watches and whispers from the bleachers. In the arena, fans can keep track of who is in the lead from the large scoreboards and balloons. Every time a team answers a question correctly, volunteers place a balloon at their cubicle. Each color represents a different question, but contestants don't have to answer in order. The first correct answer came 5 minutes into the competition. Cubicles continue to form unique bouquets of balloons through the morning. Some teams have 6 balloons before the 2-hour mark. With 1 hour to go, scorekeeping is turned off to the public, and teams privately submit answers. That's the 22nd. The arena slowly fills with noise as programmers stand up and let out sighs. They file into the hallway with their balloons and meet friends, family, and coaches. Groups hug and pose for photos as they wait for the deciding scores from the last hour. Eventually, everyone crowds into the theater. Contest organizers take the stage and reveal the rankings.
University of Central Florida has 2, they get a yes in their second one, they've got another run. And of course now, we all know that what we've got is...
St. Petersburg IT Boy University, world champion and gold medalist. You're the best, welcome to the stage.
St. Petersburg ITMO University has won the contest 7 times since 2004. 4 of the 5 top-placing schools this year were Russian. One of them was Moscow Institute of Physics and Technology.
The first and last names, how do you pronounce both of them?
Artem Zhuk.
Okay.
Konstantin Semyonov.
How long have you guys been coding?
Like for 8 years, like in competition.
Why do you guys put so much effort into coding?
This maybe will be helpful with applying for some high-tech company like Facebook and Google. And also we travel a lot, like we visit maybe 5 countries or 6 only this year during competition, so it's pretty fun, like to visit so many countries.
And that's the best what we can do.
The 2 have been competing in other programming competitions for 10 years and have won various medals. The United States didn't make top 12. South Dakota School of Mines and Technology received honorable mention, but did not place. Matt Dyke is a member of the Mines team. He says they're proud of their work in the competition.
It's a big deal, especially since it's hosted in Rapid City this year. It's a huge honor to represent the city and the school. Our goal was to get 2 problems done. We got 2 problems done. We were close on a couple more, so we're tremendously excited with how it turned out.
He says Mines and many other U.S. teams were behind because they don't learn coding early on.
I hadn't started until college, and that's pretty typical for American students. Most of us don't learn coding in high school. Even if you do, it's pretty simple. It's not the type of problem-solving coding that you do here. And so from that perspective, certainly we are kind of underdogs.
Another team member is Alex Iverson. He says he started coding at home when he was 7. Iverson says the U.S. needs to incorporate more coding into schools and fix math to stay ahead internationally.
Math education is horrible. What high school did their best to teach me was that math is awful. What my parents taught me is that math is awesome and it's extremely useful. the way the school teaches math right now makes people not want to do math. And I think if people teach programming the way they teach math, it would just make the situation worse. So we need to figure out how to fix that first.
He says training was his favorite part of the competition because he learned more about problem solving.
The most important thing that I learn, and I think anyone learns from competitions like this, is the skill of looking at a problem and spending more than 5 seconds on it without giving up. What we've been training to is to be able to spend 5 hours working on these problems without giving up, and maybe we'll even solve two of them.
Iverson says these are skills he can take with him into the workforce. The University of South Dakota also received honorable mention. Next year's International Collegiate Programming Contest is scheduled to take place in Beijing, China. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.